بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now we come to سورة الشعراء. This surah is the largest Makki surah regarding the number of ayat. 227. But it has only 11 sections. Actually, one thing if you keep in mind, that the Makki surahs, we can divide them into three periods. 12 years of stay at Makkah after the beginning of Wahi and before the Hijrah. And we can divide them in equal three parts. First 4 years, middle 4 years, last 4 years. In the first 4 years, the surahs which were revealed, they have very small ayat. There is a music, divine music. There is a fast flow. Ayat are small. These are the three qualities of the ayat of the surahs which were revealed in the first 4 years. Then in the middle 4 years, now ayat are becoming larger and larger. Now that melody is not so apparent. That music is not so apparent. It is there, but not so apparent. And then in the final 4 years, they are mostly like Madani surahs. Ayat are very large and there is a flow, but that flow is like the flow of a river, not, you know, the ocean, you know. So these are the qualities. Then the surahs which were revealed in the first 4 years, they are included in the last two groups of Makki Madani surahs, mostly. And the surahs which were revealed in the middle 4 years, they are included in the middle two groups of the surahs, Makki or Madani surahs groups. And the surahs which were revealed in the last 4 years, they were the those surahs which were included in the first two groups. An'am, Araf, two, and then from Yunus, Hud, etc., etc., to Suratul Mu'minun. But there are certain, you know, exceptions to these rules. Suratul Hijr, in the second group, that belongs to, as regards revelation, to the first four-year period. In the same way, this Suratul Shu'ara, although it is included in the middle two groups, but it belongs to the period, as regards revelation, to the period of first 4 years. It has all the qualities, small ayat, rhythm, flow, and a music, divine music, we should say. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Taseem. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubeen. These are the ayat of the clear book, manifest book. لَعَلَّكَ بَعْثُمْ نَفْتَكَ اللَّهِ يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Maybe, O Muhammad, you are going to kill yourself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to grief that they are not believing. Such was the grief of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are not listening to me even. What to speak of accepting my da'wah. إِنَّ شَأْ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ السَّمَاءَ. If we wish, we can send down on them a sign from the heaven. فَظَلَّتْ عَنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ. So then, their necks would remain bored in humility. Because they used to say, show us a miracle. If you claim that you are a messenger just as Jesus and Moses, you have to show us the miracles. Because you yourself say that such and such and such and such miracles were given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And even greater miracles were given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So show us the miracle. We have, you know, discussed this subject in Surah Al-An'am. Allah has decided we are not going to show them any such evident and visible miracle. The real miracle of Muhammad is the Quran. Nobody in the past also believed because of miracles. The Jews never accepted Hazrat Isa as the messenger, seeing all the biggest possible miracles were given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Then 9 miracles were given to Hazrat Musa, but Firaun didn't come to believe. So there's no use. But if we show such a miracle, then their term will come to an end. And then, you know, the punishment will start. So Allah is kind to them. He wants to extend their term. Maybe if they have not understood now, maybe they understand tomorrow. So it is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is not showing such invisible an evident miracle. But if you like, we can send any miracle, any sign at any time. وَمَا يَعْتِهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ مُهْدَسٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُرَدِينَ And there doesn't come to them a new admonition, but they turn away. They don't listen to it. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا So they have now belied. فَسَيَعْتِهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ Soon now, they will have the tidings of what they used to mock at. Oh, Azab will come. Oh, Muhammad, why don't you bring it? Bring it soon. But then the time will come. They will see that chastisement with their eyes. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَمْ أَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ Have not they seen to the earth how much we have caused to grow the noble kind of things in it? In the فِيْغَانِكَ الْآيَا In that is the sign. This nature is full of signs. The phenomena of the nature, each one of them is a big sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Shaykh Sadi says, Varge daraktaan is sams. Dar nazare hoshiyar. Har varakay daftaras al marifate khindigar. The leaves of the grain, the trees, the green leaves of the trees, each one of these leaves is a big sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for those who ponder on it. In the Fizalik al-Aya wa maqana aksarum mu'mineen, but most of them are not going to believe. Wa inna rabbaka lahu al-azizul rahim. And definitely your Lord is all-powerful, but He is also merciful. This is the place where with al-aziz al-rahim is being repeated. Mostly with al-aziz al-hakim is repeated in Quran. This pair of two names, al-aziz al-hakim. But here, al-aziz wal-rahim. Because it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is not sending down any visible miracle. Because if He does so, their term will come to an end. And then, you know, the battle will be decided for them. وَإِذْنَادَا رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنِئْتِ قَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ And remember, when your Lord called upon Musa alayhi salam, that go to the evil-doing people. قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْن That is I mean the people of Fir'aun, أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ Do they not fear? قَالَ رَبِّي مِيَ خَافَمْ يُكَذِّبُونَ Musa said, O my Lord, I fear that they will belie me. وَيَذِيقُ صَدْرِي And my chest shrinks. Why? وَلَا يَنْتَلَقُ لِسَانِي And my tongue is also not fluent. So I fear. And due to fear, my chest shrinks. فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ So send for Harun. You should assign this mission to Harun. وَلَهُ وَلَيَّ زَمُونَ And they have a crime against me. I have killed one of them. And so, فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ I fear that when I go return to them, they will kill me. Because I had killed a person. That we can find in the next surah Al-Qasas, the whole story. Of how an Egyptian was killed by Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala kalla. The reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, no. Fazhaba, now go both of you. Granted that Harun will accompany you. Fazhaba fi ayatina inna ma'akum mustami'u. Now go with our signs and we shall be with you listening. Fatiya Fir'aun. Now go to Fir'aun. Faqula and say, both of you. Inna Rasul Rabbil Alameen. We are the messengers of the Lord of the worlds. An Arsil Ma'ana Bani Israel. The demand is, now let Bani Israel go with us. Qala Alam Rabbi Kafina Walida. Now, Fir'aun says, didn't we raise you up and we brought you up in our household? When you were an infant, you came to our palace as an infant, as a child. We brought you up. So this is the reward that you have given us. أَلَمْ رَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَمْ اسْتَفِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ بِسْمِينَ And you lived with us several years of your life. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَ ذَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ And then you did that crime which you committed. وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ And you were from among the very ungrateful people. قال فعلتها اذا وانا من الضالين. موسى said yes, I committed that mistake. But at that time, I was myself ignorant one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not at that time, till that time, given me this position of prophethood and messengerhood. So, that mistake was committed by me. فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ. So I ran away from them, from you, to save my life, because at that time I was fearing you. فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. Now my Lord has given me a command. وَجْعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And he has made me one of the messengers. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةُ. Now is coming the reply. When Firaun said, we brought you up in our house when you were only a child. Now the reply is coming, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةُ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ. You are mentioning your favor to me that you brought me up in your palace. أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And you just forget that you have made whole of my nation Bani Israel slaves. You made all the Bani Israel slaves. But if you could, you know, bring up one child from among the Bani Israel, you are mentioning it as a very big favor done to me. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Firaun said, and who is this رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of the all the world? أَغَ رَبُّ السَّمَعَوَاتِ وَالنَّرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Musa replied, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is in between them, in kuntum mukarin, if you are to be convinced. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ وَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Now he said to the chieftains and the courtiers who were around him, addressing them, لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ وَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Are you listening to what this man is saying? Are you listening? There is very, you know, baseless thing that he is saying. فَعَلَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. But Musa continues, he is your Lord and also the Lord of your forefathers of the ancient times. فَعَلَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. Again he is addressing his courtiers, his chieftains. Verily this messenger which has been sent to you seems to be mad. He has gone crazy. His mental balance is not correct. قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. But Hazrat Musa is continuing. He is the Lord of the East and the Lord of the West and the Lord of everything which is in between the East and West. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Only if you can understand. قَالَ لَنْ يَتَّخَصَّ إِلَهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلْنَكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. Now he says, you know, as a king, if you take anybody, anyone else as God, except me, لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. I will throw you in the prison. I will imprison you. I have told you he was like a younger brother to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The father had, you know, given up the throne because of old age. But now he was the throne. Although the senior Firaun was also alive, he had not died. But now the ruler was this junior Firaun. And he did respect and love Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because they were brought up together in the palace. But now, regarding, you know, the empire and, you know, their system, they have to defend them. They want status quo, no change. And you know, they people said that we are the Lord. Ana rabbukum al-ala. All this country, Egypt, is in my hands. Alayka li mulku misr wa hadhihi al-anharu tajri min tahti. The government of Egypt is in my hands. And all the irrigation system is under my control. So I am the Lord. I don't know any other Lord for you except me. لَنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَهَا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. Now Musa said, although I might bring to you a very clear sign, قَالَ فَاتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Firaun said, okay, look, bring forth. If you are truthful, bring forth the sign that you have. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثَعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. Now he put down his staff and it became a serpent, clearly visible serpent.
وَنَدَعْ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ.
And then he took out his hand from his bosom, and for those who were seeing, it became bright, shining. قَالَ لِلْمَلَأِ حَوْلَهُ. Now Firaun said to the chiefs and the courtiers around him, إِنَّ هَذَا لَصَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, he is a big sorcerer, big magician. He is showing these things, you know, due to his magic and sorcery.
يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُم بِسَحْرِهِ.
Now he wants to drive you out of your land on the basis of his magic. فَمَاذَا تَعْمُرُونَ. So now what do you say? What do you recommend? What's your opinion? What we should do? But keep one thing in mind. These people, the Egyptians, they were fearing that these Bani Israel are multiplying in number, like anything. As you find the fear today in the West, that our growth, population growth is very slow. And the population growth of the third world is very high. So what will happen? In England, the Englishmen think that these immigrants who have come over here, the Indians and West Indies, etc., they will become more in number in some time, and we shall be overpowered by them. In this same way, they were thinking that these Bani Israel can be a challenge and threat for us. So, he said now, in addition to the great numbers that they are in, now he has this magic also. So with this magic and their number, maybe they can drive us out from our land. So what is your opinion? فَمَاذَا تَعْمُرُونَ. قَالُوا أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ وَمَعَسْهِ الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. They said, put him off for a while and then send callers to all the cities of the state. يَعْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَارٍ عَلِيمٍ. That they should bring to you every skillful sorcerer and magician. فَجُمِعَ السَّحْرَةُ لِمِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. So the sorcerers and the magicians were assembled for the appointed time of the day, which was already declared. That day, at that time, people should come, and then, you know, Moses, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, will be confronted with the magicians of Egypt. وَقِيلَ لِلنَّاسِ أَلَمْ تُمُجْتَمِعُونَ. And he will also call to the people, are you going to gather? That is, you should gather also over there. لَعَلَّنَا نَتَّرَوْ سَعْرَةَ إِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Maybe that we follow the sorcerers. If they are triumphant and they are victors. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحْرَةُ. When the magicians came, قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ. They said to Fir'aun, أَيْنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِنْ كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Shall we get some reward, some wages, if we are triumphant and we are successful over him? قَالَ نَعْمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. He said, yes, then you will be among the nearest persons to me in this state. مُقَرَّبِينَ. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. Now, Musa said to those magicians, now, throw whatever you have to throw. فَأَلْقَوْا حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ. They threw in the field their ropes and their staffs. وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And they said, proclaim, by the honor of Fir'aun, إِنَّا نَلَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. We shall be the victors. فَأَلْقَى مُوسَىٰ عَصَاهُ. Now, Musa alayhi salam, he put down his staff. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. And suddenly it swallowed all that which they had concocted. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ صَاجِدِينَ. Now, the magicians, the sorcerers, were as if made to prostrate. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They said, they proclaimed, we come to believe in the Lord of the all worlds. رَبِّ مُوسَى وَحَارُونَ. The Lord of Musa and Harun. قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. Now Fir'aun said, you came to believe in him before I permit you. I allow you to do so. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ.
He seems to be your thief. Who has taught you this magic and sorcery? فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. So very soon they will come to know. لَوْ قَتْلَعْنَ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. I will definitely chop off your hands and your feet from the opposite side. وَلَوْ سَلِّمَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then I will crucify all of you altogether.
Allah
was. They said, no harm. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We are turning to our Lord. Now you do whatever you want. Inna natma wa yaghfir lana rabbuna khatayana. We long only that our Lord may forgive us our sins. An kunna awwalul mu'minin. Because we are the first to become believers. Nobody else has believed and accepted Musa, but we are the first. We are, you know, we say that he is true. He is a messenger of Allah. وَأَوْحَدْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ نَصْرِ بِعِبَادِ إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. And then we sent revelation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you take my bondsmen, my servants, Bani Israel, during the night. Surely you will be followed. فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. When the Bani Israel departed from there, now Fir'aun sent heralds and callers into the cities proclaiming, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَشِرْذِمَةُ الْقَلِيلُونَ. Surely these are a very small band. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ. And surely they are enraging us. Whatever they are doing, we are angry. وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ. And surely we are the host. Fearful or awful. It goes both ways. We fear them or they are fearing us. فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. So we brought them out from their gardens and springs. وَكُنُوزٍ and their treasures. وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ and their noble places of dwelling. كَذَلِكْ. Thus it was. وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And we gave all these things to Bani Israel. Inherited. We made Bani Israel inherit all these pleasant things of life. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Now the hosts and the armies of Fir'aun, they followed Bani Israel on the sunrise. فَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ. When both armies, now the Bani Israel going, and behind now Fir'aun has reached with his army, and both groups, both see each other. فَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ. When the two hosts saw each other, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. So the people with Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, they said, we have been overtaken. Oh Musa, we have been overtaken. Now there is no way. Now they will kill us all. In Torah there is that they became, you know, very angry with Musa. And, you know, they fought against him. What have you done to us? Now here, we are going to perish here. We were better there. So at least we were living. But now, we will be killed. In Quran, this picture is given, not in Quran. Which is not becoming of the messengers. فَلَمَّا تَرَىٰ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. When the two hosts saw each other, the companions of Musa said, surely we have been overtaken. قَالَ كَلَّا. He said, nay, nothing doing. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. With me is my Lord. He will definitely give me way. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. And we sent the revelation to Musa. أَنُدْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ بَحْرًا. You strike the sea with your staff. فَانْفَلَقَ. Then the sea parted. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. And each part became like a mighty rock. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثم الآخرين. He brought near the others also now. When the army of Fir'aun is seeing that Musa and Bani Israel are crossing the sea because it has parted, and on both sides of this way there are the two rocks of water not moving. They have become maybe frozen by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe they might have become, you know, slow, and that was frozen.
We can't say what happened. It's a miracle. And miracle is actually when the natural laws are broken by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now they came. وَجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. We delivered Musa and whosoever were with him, all them, all together. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Then we drowned the others. We drowned Fir'aun and his hosts. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ. In this is the sign. If you want to know the truth, there are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these things. There are signs all around you in the universe, in the heavens, on the earth, everywhere. In the alternation of night and day, everywhere. You have the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want to believe. But if you don't want to believe, nothing can compel you to believe. In the same way, these are the signs, historical proof, historical signs. These are the history. This is history. The path of Tafsir, the Ayyamillah, the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. For most of them are not believers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And definitely your Lord is Al-Aziz. He is all-powerful. He can do whatever he likes. But at the same time, he is Ar-Rahim. He is merciful. He doesn't want to show that evident and visible miracle so that their term comes to an end at once, immediately. He wants to give them time. In this surah, the stories of the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the historical sequence. We have read before in Surah Al-A'raf, it was in historical sequence, chronological order. First of all, Nuh, then Hud, then Saleh, then Ibrahim, then Lut, then Shu'aib, and then Musa. These are seven. But actually about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, I have told you that his story is always a bit different. Not that way that he came and he went to his people and he demanded them to believe in him. And when they didn't believe in him, the nation was destroyed. This story is not in Quran in anywhere. But they actually six nations are mentioned who were destroyed because they rejected their messengers. Nuh, Qawm Nuh, then Aad, then Samud, then you know the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and then Madian, and then Fir'aun and his people. Now here, first of all, the last one has been mentioned. We have read about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Three sections have been there. Now Hazrat Ibrahim, and then there will be the mention of the Rusul in the chronological order. And recite to them the news of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If qala li abihi wa qawmihi ma ta'budun. Recall that when he said to his father and his nation, what are these things which you worship? Qalu na'budu asnamam. They said, we worship these idols. Fanazallu laha aakifin. And we sit with them, devoting ourselves in contemplating on them. قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِسْتَدْعُونَ. He said, do they listen to you when you pray to them? أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Or they can profit you in any way or do any harm to you? قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. They said nothing. We don't want to argue. But we found our forefathers doing this. They were worshipping these idols, so we are actually following them. We don't know what's the rationale, and we can't give you the answers of your criticism. قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. He said, okay, do you see these gods whom you worship? أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ الْأَقْدَمُونَ. Not only you, but also your forefathers. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِي. But all of them are my enemies. Illa Rabbul Alameen. Except the Lord of the all worlds. Allazi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. Who created me and who guides me. Allazi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. And the one who feeds me and who gives me to drink. Wa idha maristu fahuwa yashfeen. And when I fall sick, He
heals me and gives me the cure. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينِ. And he is the one who will cause me to die, and then he will revive me. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And the one with whom I have the hope that he shall grant me pardon, forgive me all my sins on the day of judgment. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا. O my Lord, grant me the true judgment, وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, and join me with the righteous people. وَجْعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and assign to me a true renown among the later generations. They should remember me in a good way. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ, and make me one of the inheritors of the gardens of bliss. وَاغْفِرْ لِي أَبِي, also forgive my father. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Verily he was one of those who had gone astray. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Don't degrade me and humiliate me on the day when they will be raised up and resurrected. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day when wealth shall not profit, nor sons. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except for him who comes to Allah, who approaches Allah with a sound heart. وَأُزِّفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the Jannah, the paradise, will be brought near the God-fearing. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. And the hellfire will be made apparent, obvious, to those perverted ones. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. And it will be said to them, where are those whom you used to worship? مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Allah. هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. Can they help you? Or can they even help themselves? فَقُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَابُونَ. That they'll be hurled into that fire. Not only they, but also the other غابون, the perverts. وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسَ أَجْمَعُونَ. And also all the hosts and armies of Iblis altogether. قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَقْتَصِمُونَ. And they will say, quarreling with each other, تَلَّاهِ إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. By Allah, we were certainly in errors, in mistakes. إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When we were taking you equal with the Lord of the worlds. وَمَا أَضَلَّنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And none led us to the wrong path except the guilty ones, the culprits. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. Now there is no intercessor for us. وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. Nor a true friend, sincere friend. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now if we can have a return, go back to the world, we would be definitely from among the believers. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً. In this is a sign. If they want to get the guidance, they can get the guidance from this historical sign. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But most of them are not going to believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily your Lord is all-powerful. He has the total authority, but he is at the same time الرَّحِيمُ, merciful. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ. In the same way, the nation of Nuh, they denied and belied the messengers. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Nuh said to them, don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am for you a messenger who is trustworthy. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So have fear of Allah and obey me. Now don't fear. You know, we have read before, Allah تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. That was the basic call which every messenger has been given. But the second item of their basic call, their dawah was, you worship Allah and none else, and obey us. You have to obey the messenger, because the messenger is the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We never sent any messenger But for the purpose that he should be obeyed due to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is here you'll find repeated. فَتَّقُلَّا وَاتِعُونَ. So have the fear of Allah and obey me. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّمَعَكَ الْأَرْسَلُونَ. They said, should we believe in you while only the meanest people are following you? قَالَ وَمَا عِلْمِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He said, it doesn't concern me at all. What knowledge to me of what they have been doing? In حِسَابُهُمْ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ رَبِّي لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Their reckoning is only with my Lord. If you can understand. وَمَا أَنَا بِتَعَلَىٰ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I am not going to drive away them, these believers. إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَزِرُ مُبِينَ. I am nothing but a warner, clear warner. قَالُوا لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِي يَا نُوحُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُومِينَ. They said clearly now, if you don't give up this dawah, this call, then you will become the one stoned to death. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ كَذَّبُونَ. He prayed to Allah, O my Lord, my nation, my people have belied me. فَفْرَحْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ. So now decide between us, between me and them. فَتْحًا وَنَجَّنِي وَمَنْ مَعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. There shall be a clear decision. And deliver me and those who are with me from among the mu'mins, believers. Deliver us. فَانْجَيْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. So we delivered them, him and those who were with him, in the laden ark, in that boat. ثُمْ أَغْرَقْنَا بَعْضِ الْبَاقِينَ. And then after them, we drowned all of them who were remaining. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ. This is a sign. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. But most of them are not going to believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And definitely your Lord is all powerful, but also merciful. كَذَّبَتْ عَادُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The nation of Aad also belied the messengers. إِسْقَالَ لَهُمْ أَقُومْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Hud said to them, don't you have the fear of Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am a trustworthy messenger from him for you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. The same verse. So you should have fear of Allah, taqwa of Allah, and obey me. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I am not demanding from you any wages, any reward over this. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My reward is only with the Lord of all the worlds. أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيْنِ آيَةٌ تَعْبَسُونَ. Do you build on every height a monument just for fun? وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. And you are making castles and big mansions for you, as if you have to live in them forever. So strong. وَإِذَا بَتَشْتُمْ بَتَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. And when you seize someone, some people, you seize as tyrants. فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So you should have fear of Allah and obey me. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Fear him, that is Allah, who has aided you with all those things that you know. أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامِ وَمَنِينَ. He has aided you, helped you with cattle and sons, وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ and gardens and springs. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Surely I fear for you the chastisement of a mighty day. قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوْعَظْنَا أَوْ عَظْتَ. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوْعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنَ الْوَاعِظِينَ. They said, oh, Hud, is equal for us. Whether you admonish us or you don't do it. أَمْ لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنَ الْوَاعِظِينَ. We are not going to hear to you. We are not going to believe you. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا خُلُقُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. This is what the creed of the ancients, nothing else. وَمَا نَعْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And we are not going to be chastised, as you say. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ. So they denied him, and then we destroyed them. In the فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ. This is a sign, a historical sign. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. But most of them are not going to believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And your Lord
is almighty, all powerful and merciful. Kazabat Samud al-Mursali. Now this is going in the chronological order. Nuh, Hud and then Saleh. Samud, the nation of Samud also belied the messengers. قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ لَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Saleh said to them, don't you fear Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and a trustworthy messenger. فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear him and obey me. وَمَا أَصَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I am not demanding any wage or reward from you. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My reward rests in the Lord of all the worlds. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَاهُنَا آمِنِينَ. Will you be left here and in these places in peace? In what is here? Fi jannatin uyun. You have the gardens and the springs, mazruin, and the cornfields, wanaklin, and the date palms, talwa hazin, whose pedics are very fine. Watarhatuna bin al jibale buyutun farihin. And you carve out of the mountains very great skills, with very great skills. You carve houses, buyutun. فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So have the fear of Allah and obey me. وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And don't obey the command of the transgressors. الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. Who are producing corruption and mischief in the land. And they don't act righteously. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. They said, oh, Saleh, to us you seem to be bewitched. You are not anything except mortal human being like us. Fatihi ayatin in kunta min as-sadiqin. To bring forth some sign, some miracle, if you are truthful. Qala hadhihi naqatun. This was the sign which was shown to them. They had demanded themselves that immediately a pregnant she camel should come out of this rock in front of us. And it happened. قال هذه ناقة لها شرب لكم وشرب يوم معلوم. He said, this is the she camel. For her is a drink and for you a drink on a day known, alternatingly. One day from this well, this she camel of Allah, ناقةullah, because it is a special creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she will drink the water. Nobody else, no other cattle will come there. On the second day, you can, you know, bring your cattle and make them drink water. And don't touch it with any evil intention. فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Then the chastisement of the mighty day will seize you. فَأَقَرُوهَا. They killed her. فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ. And then they became remorseful. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. They were seized by the chastisement. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٍ. In this is a sign. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. But most of them are not going to believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. These are the words which are coming after every story of every messenger of Allah. كَذَبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In the same way, the people of Lut, they belied the messengers. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Lut said to them, don't you have the fear of Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am to you a trustworthy messenger from Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So you should have fear of Allah and obey me. فَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And I don't ask from you any wage. My wage, my reward rests with Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Do you approach the males for sex from among all the creatures? وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. And you leave what your Lord has created for you out of your wife. Allah has created for you your wife for satisfaction of your sexual urge. And you are leaving them away and you are approaching males. أَتَاتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. You are the people who have transgressed all the limits. قَالُوا لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ. They said, O Lut, if you don't stop and desist from what you are saying. لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. We shall expel you from our town. قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. I said, surely, from whatever you are doing, I disapprove it and protest against it. رَبِّ نَجَّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Oh my Lord, please save me, deliver me and my family from what they are doing. فَنَجَّنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. So we saved and delivered him and his family, all. Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin, except an old lady among those who remained behind. The wife of Hazrat Lut, alayhi salam, was not with him. She was with the nation. Summa dammarna al-akharin. And then we destroyed the others. Wa amkarna alayhim matara. And we sent upon them a rain. So very bad was the rain which was sent to those people who had been warned already. In the فِيْزَالِكَ الْآيَةِ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. In this is a sign. But most of them are not going to believe. And your Lord is not only Almighty but also merciful. كَذَّبَتْ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of dwellers of the thick wood also denied the messengers. Is qala lahum shu'aybun. This Madian or thick wood, thicket, one thing, or they are sister tribes, maybe. There are two opinions about this. But the messenger who was sent to both, if they were two different tribes, then the messenger to both was Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. But if the names are two, but they denote one tribe and one nation, then it's okay. كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Shu'ayb said to them, don't you fear Allah, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am for you a trustworthy messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So have fear of Allah and obey me. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. And I don't demand from you any wage. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My wage is on Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. Awful kail. Give full measure. وَلَا تَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. Don't become those who cause loss to the others. وَدِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And weigh with a straight balance. وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And don't diminish the goods of the people. وَلَا تَعْصُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And make no mischief in the land as corruptors. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And fear him who created you and the former generations. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. They said, you are from among the mimicked people. وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are nothing but a mortal human being like us. وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And we think that you are from among the liars. You are telling a lie. فَاسْتَتْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَبَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are one of the truthful, then now cause a fragment of the heaven to fall down upon us. قَالَ رَبِّ آدَمُ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. He said, my Lord knows best what you are doing. And he will decide your fate whenever he likes. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. So they denied him. فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الزُّلَّةِ. And then, you know, the chastisement of the shadow of a gloomy cloud took over them. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمِ عَظِيمٍ. Verily, it was a chastisement of a very great day, mighty day. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ. Verily, in this is an ayah, a sign. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. But most of them are not going to believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now in the last section, the address is to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people. You know, this all was history which was being narrated for them. Now what Muhammad has to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people and what Allah is saying to the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily this Quran is descending down from the Lord of all the worlds. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. The trustworthy spirit, Ruhul Amin, Ruhul Amin, he has come down with it, has brought down على قلبك upon your heart O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لتكون من المنذرين so that you also become one of the warners بلسان عربي مبين and this Quran has been sent down in plain Arabic tongue وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبَرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ and surely it is mentioned in the scriptures of the ancients أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ Is it not a sign for them, that is, the people of Makkah, that the learned of the children of Israel know this? They know, they were waiting that the last messenger of Allah is to come, and the time of his advent has come very near. They were waiting for him. They know it. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْعَجَمِينَ And if he had sent it down to any of the foreign men, فَقَرَاهُ عَلَيْهُ And he would have recited it to them, مَا قَالُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ Even then, they were not to believe it. كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ In this way, we have caused the disbelief of this Quran to enter the heart of the guilty. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ They will not believe in it, حَتَّى يَرَبُ الْعَذَابَ الْعَلِيمِ Until they see with their own eyes the great chastisement, painful. فَيَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً But this will come to them suddenly. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ And they will have no idea about it, when it is coming. It will come and seize them suddenly. فَيَقُولُ هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنْذَرُونَ At that time they will say, can we be given some respite? أَفَمْ بِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ جو you are hastening for our excitement. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سَنِينَ Have you considered, if we give them comforts of life for some years, ثُمَّ جَاهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوَدُونَ And then there comes to them that which they have been promised. مَا أَغْنَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ So whatever they will be given, wealth or sons, they will be of no avail at that time. وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْذِرُونَ And we never destroyed any township, any city. But there had been warners who had come to them already. Zikra. This is admonition. This is reminding. وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ And we have never been unjust. وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ And you say that this Quran is being sent down to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by some satans? No. Not the satans have come down with this Quran. وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَمَا يَبَّغِينَهُمْ It's not possible for them. It not behave for them. وَمَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ They have no power to do it. إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ They have been banished from hearing. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ So don't call besides Allah, with Allah, some other God. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ You will become among those who are chastised, going to be chastised. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ And warn your clan, your near relatives. Upon the coming down of this ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go and arrange for a feast and call all the people of Bani Hashim to come to the feast. So they came and they took the meals. Then the Prophet stood up to convey to them the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to warn them that the day of judgment is coming. To warn them that you will be resurrected. But you know, people didn't listen to him. So, they went away. But then, after some days, the Prophet again ordered Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to arrange for another feast. And again, you know, they were invited. This time, when he stood up to say something, at least they listened to him. But nobody accepted his message. Except Ali radiallahu anhu, he stood up and said, although I am the youngest of all, and although my legs are very weak, and you know, my eyes are sore, but I will help you. I'll be with you in this mission. And the whole congregation burst into laughter. This is the person who wants to change the destiny of the world, and this is the helper. وَأَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ Warn your clan and the dear relatives. وَقْفِزْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and you lower down your wings for those who follow you from among your believers. فَإِنَا سَوْتَ And if they are the Quraysh, if they are not listening to you, they are disobeying to you, فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيٌّ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ Proclaim, I am away and I disapprove of what you are doing. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ And you should put all your trust in Allah, who is Al-Aziz and Al-Rahim, who is all-powerful, almighty, but as well as all-merciful. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ Who sees you when you stand up, especially during the night, when the Prophet ﷺ used to stay and stand, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا So Allah says, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ We see you. When you stand before us and recite Quran, we see you. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ And when you are, and we also see the, your moving about among those who prostrate themselves. He used to go and visit people also. What the mu'mineen, the believers are doing, are they also busy in praying to Allah or not? إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Verily, He is all listening, all knowing. هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ Should I tell you? Upon whom the Satans descend? تَنَزَّلُوا عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَفْخَاكِ النَّسِيمِ They descend upon every lying, sinful person. يُلْقُونَ سَمْعَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ They give ear and they do, you know, convey to these people something, but most of them are liars. These did not, you know, they used to hear something from the angels and then conveying that to the people in this world, human beings. You know, those kahin and amil, people, you know, who have an acquaintance with the jinnat and they get some of the news from the jinnat. Some of them are correct, but mostly they are lies, false. هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ تَنَزَّلُوا عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ Another the thing which was being said about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he is a poet. No doubt he is composing a first-class poetry. They said this Quran is a beautiful poetry and he is a very skillful poet. But Allah says no. وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ The poets, only the erring people follow them, not serious people. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ Don't you see, these poets, they wander in every valley, now talking of this side, now talking of that world, and now saying something regarding this, and now saying something regarding that. They keep on wandering in all the valleys. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ And that they say what they don't do. This is so much, so to say, this statement is so true that the greatest Muslim poet of this century, which is coming to an end, that was Allama Iqbal. But he was also not a practicing man. This truth is very bitter. But we have to acknowledge it. Regarding his thought, he was very high, very high, very high. But his practicing of the religion was very low. At a very low scale. إِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ This rule of Quran is so strict and so, you know, applicable that there seem to be, maybe there might be exceptions. But only few exceptions. وَإِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ The poet of the Sahaba, Hassan ibn Thabit, رضي الله عنه, he was a Sahabi companion. He was the poet. He used to say Naat for Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reply the poets of the Kuffar when they were, you know, speaking ill of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He
He used to compose poetry defending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was also a coward person. Not a man of the field. This incident happened during the Battle of Ahzab. He was left with the women. You know, all the women folk, they were gathered in one big building. And only Hazrat Hassan was left there. All the other people were on the war front. Now Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha, the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she saw a Jew coming in a doubtful manner. He had some ill intentions. So she said, Hassan, go and kill him. He said, no, I can't do this. Had this been possible for me, I would have been on the front. So Hazrat Safiya took a good and then struck that Jew, killed him, and then said, Hassan, go and have the weapon. Now you take the weapon from him. He said, I don't need them. So plain. I don't need them. So Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit, a very big poet, very good poet, but not a man of the field. وَشْوَارَاوْ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَابُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ غَابٍ يَهِيمُونَ وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ وَذَكَرُوا كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. But there will be exceptions. Except those who come to believe and then they do good deeds and they remember Allah much of the time. وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا and defend themselves after being wronged. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ And very soon those who are wronging, doing wrong things, will come to know to what eventual place they are going to be overturned. So this is Surah Ash-Shu'ara. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَذِكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ